Well, Doug, that's exactly what we should ask, because it's not my words, and throughout this series we want to actually use the Bible each time to find the answers in prophecy and the answers to the many questions that we have. And so that's what we want to do tonight as well. Where will we spend eternity? Yesterday night we spoke about the return of the King, the prophecies in the Old Testament and the New Testament that point forward to the coming of Jesus the second time. And certainly the Bible is not silent on that subject. Actually, that question would fit very well, because we want to know, well, he will come, but what will happen from his coming and onward? Let us look at a verse what we looked at yesterday as well. And if you have your Bibles with you, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And this promise we read yesterday, we just want to read it again, as it will help us to understand and find the answer to this question here. Where will we spend eternity? John 14, beginning in verse 1. The Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled." These are Jesus' words here. "Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now here it comes, verse 3. Follow along carefully. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So according to the words of Jesus, where will we be? We will be together with him. The question then is, where is he right now? He's in heaven. He's in heaven preparing a place for us. That's where we're, after he resurrected, he ascended to heaven. He's preparing a place. When he comes again, he will take us to that place that he has prepared. So the answer, where will we spend eternity? Well, we will spend that in heaven. But there's a second aspect that I would like to bring out just quickly here, and we'll actually use a whole night on this subject. So I'm just answering this question quickly, but I think it's the 10th night, if I'm right. Yeah, that's right. On the 13th of March, the subject is a prophetic glimpse into the future, and then we're going to actually deal with this subject to a greater degree. But just one text that I could bring out is Revelation chapter 21. And we could read that one as well, Revelation 21. Definitely we will spend time in heaven, but there's another promise in the Bible, and that is that the meek will inherit the earth, or this earth will actually be recreated. And we read some, we read about that in Revelation chapter 20 and 21, but let us just read Revelation 21 and the first verses there. That's the last book in the Bible. Revelation chapter 21 verse 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." We'll look more at that on the 10th night, but what I can just give you, just a little preview that I can give you, is that what we see here is that God not only has a place for us in heaven, but he's actually going to make a new earth.